What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show. It is Friday, November 18th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a crazy week it has been. And I don't know about you. I'm kind of glad to be at the end of it. Although next week is probably going to be just as crazy anyway. And we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on. We're going to try and fit as much in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business here, so let's get right on into it. Now, yesterday during the show, there was this story that broke over at Infowars.com about a video surveillance that had been set up at a Maricopa County drop box that appeared to capture people putting armfuls of ballots into the box here. And, you know, it's very convincing, so forth and so on. But I want to be a little bit cautious here. And the reason I want to be cautious about it is because right about now is when I would expect the Democrats and the election riggers in the deep state to try a poison-the-well hoax to discredit anyone questioning the election. You know, so when you say, well, what about the broken tabulators? Oh, you're one of those people who fell for that phony video thing. And I'd like the video to be real, but I really am not in a position able to say for certain, where it is. For one thing, it was hard to track down the video. And along the way, I found two other videos from this organization, We the People USA Alliance, which is kind of a, I don't know, that's kind of a name I'd make up as part of a screenplay. It just doesn't really feel right. And these two videos, the first one appears to show a staffer rummaging around and playing with some ballots in a large bin container. And then the second one, from the same exact point of view, shows somebody coming on in and unable to open that bin because now it has a lock. And the text on the video is that after the first video was released, then a lock appeared on that box. And this kind of set off a red warning light over my head, because having seen that first video, the people running that election center would know, hey, there is a camera in this room, and it would be very easy to locate the camera from the information contained in the video. Why was it still left there to record the second video with the lock on the bin? And so until somebody has a really good answer for that, I want to be cautious here. I mean, like everybody else, I want this video to be true, but I'm cautious about it. And I would like some independent confirmation on this, which there's a lot of other stuff going on here, because there's a new report from Verity Vote showing massive evidence of violations in the Maricopa County 2020 election. And apparently it turned out that there were 740,000 ballots accepted and counted without the legally required chain of custody documentation. Now, we're talking 750,000 votes that just sort of appeared out of nowhere and were added to the total. So we're going to be looking at that. Now, Carrie Lake, as the last numbers come on in, is really closing in on that half a percentage point trigger that would force a recount. But Carrie is now out there saying that due to the huge number of voting machine problems, 70 different machines now, failing in Maricopa County, that it's time for a do-over. Okay, we can't reconstruct what the voters really wanted because the machines were broken. They had to leave their votes in a box, and who knows what happened to them after that. And so it may require a do-over on that one. And, the situation there. Yeah, and whether you believe it was cheating or just simple mechanical breakdown, it shows that the election system is at best unreliable. Okay, they're saying one person, one vote. They can't keep that word. Some votes obviously went missing. Some votes were created out of thin air. And what's really interesting is only a day before the actual midterm election, all of those tabulators and machines in Maricopa County passed testing. They were all working perfectly. And then all of a sudden the next day, oh, these machines are all breaking down. They can't read the ballots. People were told they had to wait 2 hours to vote. Now, for Republicans, that's a little difficult. They've got jobs. They've got to go to work. They've got to take care of their family. And so right there, you have a built-in bias to people who are able to just stand around all day doing absolutely nothing in order to vote. Now, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors was confronted by an angry activist over the poor handling of this week-long midterm election vote count. And I'm going to read you some direct quotes from what this individual said here, because it really gets to the heart of the matter. So he said, once again, the eyes of the world are upon Maricopa County for another botched election. Am I here to accuse you of stealing the vote? Heavens no, because that would make me a terrorist, wouldn't it? And the activist's name is Matt Baker, and this all went down on Wednesday. And he continued, let me ask you, if you took your life savings to a bank and the teller put them in the machine and the machine kicked out one out of four of your bills and the teller said, don't worry, we'll put them in this box over here and we'll let you know how many were in there later on. We'll send them off to a separate location and someone will be sure to get back to you and tell you how much money you have. Would you be okay with that? It's a rhetorical question. I certainly would not be okay with that, okay? So Matt continued, now ask yourself the question, which is more valuable, your vote or your money? Now ask a lobbyist that same question. Now ask a campaign manager that question. Now ask Mark Zuckerberg that question, which is more valuable, your money or your vote or your country or this world or the corruption that is taking over every single county in this nation? And then look into your own soul. And you look back at yourself in the mirror and realize that you are the cancer that is tearing this nation apart. A very powerful speech, and we're going to save that one in the quotes file. All righty, another article on the same topic here. This was over from Zero Hedge, saying that the Democratic strategy of shifting the election from vote in person to vote by mail definitely played a pivotal role in the election results. And especially up in Pennsylvania, Republicans are talking amongst themselves about how to react in the next election. Well, I'll tell you how to react. Stand up and say the current system is broken. It needs a complete top-down overhaul. Okay, what we don't need is more talk and speech and, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. We all know what the problem is, and it's time to face up to that. It really, really is. All right, so... Now, over at womenssystems.com, they had this team of researchers led by Robert Epstein. He's a PhD, and they found that Google actively took steps to shift votes in favor of Democrats during the midterm elections. Now, we know that the online social media, Google and everything, are liberally biased. And this was just more confirmation of that. They were out there trying to throw the election to the Democrats, and they pretty much succeeded, except for the House of Representatives. That was a little bit of an upset. I think the House of Representatives is a clear case of people voting so overwhelmingly in one direction that it overwhelmed the vote fraud that was going on. Same thing that put Trump in the White House back in 2016. Anyway, the GOP is now going to be in charge of the House of Representatives at the start of the next session of Congress next year, and they are already saying they're going to open a probe into the Biden family for potential tax evasion, money laundering, and even human trafficking violations. Now, the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee is saying that Hunter Biden is clearly guilty of committing 7 or 8 very serious crimes. Okay, now the White House has responded by saying, you know, these are just long debunked conspiracy theories. There's nothing out there at all. Why waste your time and the taxpayer dollar on digging into this? It won't get anywhere at all. Well, as a taxpayer, I would rather have my money spent on investigating the Biden family, and for that matter, the Obama family and the Bush family and the Clinton family and so forth. I'd rather spend that money on that than have it sent over to Ukraine to kill a whole bunch of people that I personally do not have a gripe with. Okay. And the Biden has sent $105 billion over to Ukraine. Now, imagine an investigation into corruption in our own government with a $100 billion budget. Oh, I can just imagine all the good stuff they're going to find on that one. But the White House is falling back on that old thing. Oh, it's all conspiracy theories. It's tinfoil hat crazies. And, you know, they're all deplorables and they're all doing drugs and the rest of it here. And already, though, apparently the idea that Hunter may be investigated is making a lot of people very nervous because leftist activists are organizing a multi-million dollar operation aimed at defending Hunter Biden. Okay, they're piling on the money, they're getting the lawyers ready to go, and they hope to simply outspend the investigators. So we'll see what's going to happen on that. Meanwhile, over at MSNBC, Mehdi Hasan claimed that the House Democrats never investigated the Trump family, so why should we investigate the Bidens? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the reality is the Democrats never stopped investigating Trump and his family. There was all that whole Russiagate situation, and it just went on from there, and the forged document about what he was doing in Russia and everything. Yeah, politics is a dirty business. We all know that here. Anyway, in the aftermath of the midterm elections, Democrat House Majority Whip James Clyburn has stepped down from the leadership. He wants to make room for the younger and more radical Democrat lawmakers. So things are going to go from bad to worse. Meanwhile, Steny Hoyer is retiring from his leadership position after the Republicans take control of the House. Meanwhile, we've been talking about Fetterman, who had this amazing victory over Dr. Oz. And everybody was noticing, you know, he's got problems. And again, on a personal level, I feel very sorry for the man. He had a stroke. And, you know, I've seen that close up and I know how bad it can be on a personal level. On a professional governmental level, we have ourselves another mentally damaged individual assuming a position of power. And now one of John Fetterman's aides has come on out admitting he's not going to be able to do the job like the other senators. They're going to have to make special arrangements for him, extra media support, a stenographer for him. And that's that's a bad, bad sign. It's almost like a sign of the arrogance of the Democrats that when they steal an election, they put in a demented old man in the White House and a brain damaged stroke victim into the Congress here. And that's just amazing here. The Democrats here, we've got this nursing home just up the road here with all these people with mental damage. Let's line them up as Democratic candidates for the next election. They seem to have all the qualifications the Democrats require. So, anyway. Now, Michelle Obama is coming on out again, and she thinks Americans are really racist. And she came out with this odd comment that the country wasn't ready for a black lady with braids. I don't know. I've seen a lot of black ladies with braids. I don't have a problem with them. Some of them look really cool. But she's out there saying, well, you know, it's still racist and everything. And Michelle Obama has now officially said that she will not run in 2024 or 2028 for the presidency. Of course, earlier this year, Hillary Clinton said she wasn't going to be running in 2024. And now all of a sudden we find out, yeah, she's going to throw her hat in the ring. Meanwhile, over in the Congress, they're still investigating the events of January 6th, and FBI Director Chris Wray is absolutely refusing to answer the question about FBI involvement in January 6th. He won't say that it did happen. He won't say that it didn't happen. He's just sitting there saying, I'm not going to answer that, you know, means and methods, and it's really none of your business because we are the FBI. This resulted in Senator Hawley just ripping into Chris Wray, asking if Chris Wray is still up to the job of head of the FBI. And Senator Hawley came on out saying that he thinks that Chris Wray should have been gone a long time ago. And I agree with the good senator on that one. All right. We're seeing a lot of activity over in social media platforms. And We're still waiting to see what, if anything, is going to happen over at Twitter. But for the other social media platforms, they have no plans to lift the bans on Donald Trump despite his announcing a third bid for the White House. Okay, Trump is just persona non grata in the liberally biased social media, which may be one of the reasons why the social media are in deep financial trouble. They're losing readers, they're losing advertisers, and it's a real problem there. Now, getting on to Twitter, it's getting very interesting there because Elon Musk acquired Twitter with a promise of returning free speech to the platform. Nothing wrong with free speech. We have an amendment in the Constitution that says we have a right to express our opinions, to think as we choose to think, to speak as we choose to speak, to associate with whoever we want, and the government can't say anything about it. So the opposition has now escalated the matter, and it's now up at the United Nations. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, has sent a letter to Elon Musk, asking him to ensure that Twitter respects human rights and monitors hate speech and misinformation, with the government deciding what is misinformation and what is not. In other words, they're trying to force Twitter to go back to censorship under the pressure of the United Nations. You know, the UN, big important people here. Now, earlier in the week, Elon Musk came on out with some measures that he had to do because, liberals are out there convincing Twitter advertisers to leave, costing Elon Musk a huge amount of money, costing Twitter a lot of money. And so as a manager, Elon Musk has started doing some things. He's laid off a bunch of people. He's ended the free lunches, which really got everybody upset about that. And then told the employees who still had a job, saying, well, you're going to have to really work hard and diligently to help us get Twitter going. And apparently the Twitter employees just resigned. Okay, saying, if I can't just sit around here and goof off on a keyboard all day, well, I'm going to go find some other job somewhere. And so it's really turmoil over there. Now, speaking of Elon Musk, over at SpaceX, a group of employees there were fired after writing a letter publicly criticizing Elon Musk for his behavior and values, and they're taking their case to the federal government. This is more lawfare. They are out to get Elon Musk any way that they can because they see in Elon Musk a future Donald Trump, self-made billionaire, you know, got the car, got the SpaceX, got all this stuff going on. He is a threat to the system, and they're just going to be nibbling away at him, you know, as hard as they can here. Now, getting into COVID, there is a desperate rush to convince the people of planet Earth that all these young people dying of strokes and heart attacks and myocarditis and pericarditis and everything, that it has nothing to do with the vaccines, even though all of these death rates surged with the arrival of the vaccine. And so now the latest excuse here, and this is from Hideout Now, researchers are saying that tiny particles in the air will trigger sudden heart attacks. And that's the latest thing. You can't see them in the air, but they're there, and that's what's causing the heart attacks. Got nothing to do with the shots. Absolutely nothing to do with the shots. And remember, earlier in the week, we had no less than NBC come on out and say, well, yeah, there may actually be something there. And they were doing that in response to the fact that the FDA has now said there may be something there. And Pfizer and Moderna are saying, yeah, there may be something there. And they're starting to conduct research into that issue. Now, remember, these mRNA vaccines are not FDA approved. They were given to you under what's called an emergency use authorization. But the emergency use authorization has a limited lifespan. And they now have to get FDA approval or these products will be removed from the market. So they're out there taking a look and probably they're going to come back and say, well, we didn't find anything at all. But there's too much other research being done by parties who don't have a financial interest in this that are saying there was a problem. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID, and we're talking about what to me is the biggest medical goof in history since thalidomide. And now we're in the stage of trying to cover it up because it's been a major disaster. Everybody's afraid of lawsuits and, you know, the rest of it. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they have their own version of the Vaccine Adverse Events Database. And they're showing basically 48,817 people dead and 5,107,000 injured following the COVID-19 vaccines. And so, yeah, the numbers keep piling on up, and they can't really keep this out of the public's eye. And this is why they're trying to get Twitter and, you know, back on board to, like, bury anything about bad vaccine reactions here. Meanwhile, down in Australia, they have seen a 63% drop in births after the introduction of the COVID vaccines. And we're all wondering what the government's excuse for that is going to be. This ties back to something that Chuck Schumer said earlier in the week, saying we need the illegal immigrants to come in and become citizens because Americans just aren't reproducing the way they used to. Well, yeah, we got that vaccine, and it's causing a lot of problems in reproduction. And, you know, we were getting reports of reproductive harm from Europe almost from day one of the vaccine campaign. Now, this week, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution to terminate the national emergency declared in 2020 in response to the COVID pandemic, but 37 Democrats voted against it. And so for these 37 Democrats, COVID will never end. I have to wonder how much they are invested in the pharmaceutical corporations that are making billions and billions of dollars off of this. Now, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has come on out with the claim that if we had implemented reparations for slavery, that would have helped contain the spread of COVID during the global pandemic. And I don't see how she got from point A to point B. For one thing, reparations for slavery would only be in the United States of America. And, you know, what, that we're going to give these people money and they'll stay at home and not spread the disease. I guess that's what she's thinking here. Meanwhile, we're into the holiday season, and so public health officials are out there saying, oh, there's going to be more COVID-19, RSV, and flu ahead of Thanksgiving. So be afraid, be very afraid, and just, you know, cower in fear behind us, and we will save your lives. Okay. Getting on back to that issue of reproductive harm from various medical products here, Professor Haggai Levine of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem co-authored a peer-reviewed study showing that global sperm counts have dropped by 62% since 1973. And if the trend is not reversed, it could signal an extinction-level event. So men, give until it hurts. All right, now let's get to the international news, and I wish things were better. Well, in a way, it may be. The world came very, very close to an outright nuclear exchange when those Ukrainian missiles, Russian-made, Ukrainian-operated missiles, fell onto Poland, and everyone was screaming Article 5, and they had their finger on the button. Fortunately, we pulled back a little bit. But there was an interesting article in Aleppo News saying that Poland and the Baltics are trying to drag NATO into the Ukrainian conflict, and that they were trying to exploit that missile explosion in Poland to try and get that going. Okay. So anyway, let's see. Another massive round of Russian missiles are hitting Ukraine. We had that real heavy bombardment on the 15th, and everybody said, okay, well, that's over and done with. No, Russia still has a lot more rockets, and they're just slamming Ukraine as hard as they can. Now, Representative Thomas Massie is slamming the Biden administration because they're requesting another $38 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. Let's see. This would bring the total spent on Ukraine in 2022 to twice as much that the U.S. spent on their own roads and bridges here in the United States of America. And members of Congress, Republicans mostly, are out there saying, you know, it's time for some kind of oversight to see where this money is really going. And that's in the wake of the revelation that Zelensky poured a lot of this cash that was taken from your pocket and sent by Biden to Zelensky, put into the FTX exchange, and somehow some of it funneled its way back to various Democratic campaigns, and then the whole shebang collapsed. And it's a really huge, huge mess. So, yeah, there should be oversight. There shouldn't even be a question of oversight. It's not their own money they're spending. Everything the government buys, everything the government spends money on, it's your money, and you have a right to oversight. In fact, one of Congress's assumed responsibilities is oversight of the actions of the executive branch. So, anyway, U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz is saying that the days of endless financial and security aid for Ukraine are numbered. They're coming to an end. Well, good. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the international news. And it's kind of an interesting story. Russia is complaining that the West is trying to sell this propaganda that Russia is going to carry out a nuclear attack. And Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov is out there saying, no, this is not on the table. We have no reason to use nuclear weapons unless they are used on us. But, you know, we're seeing in the corporate media just this constant selling of Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad, just like we saw Osama bad, Osama bad, Osama bad before Afghanistan, and Saddam has nuclear weapons before he went into Iraq and the rest of it. So a lot of it really is not worth the bandwidth that's wasted on it. Now, interestingly enough, the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency have passed a resolution calling on Russia to withdraw its forces from around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. They are very concerned about a possibility of an accident there. And as long as the Russian forces are in the area, there is the possibility that Ukraine may try and attack that facility. And so the IAEA is thinking that if it's safely back in Ukrainian hands, that all will be well. Forgetting, of course, that Chernobyl was safely in Ukrainian hands when that had their problem here. Now, there's an article that came on out in redstreetjournal.com, and apparently there's some documents that have recently been declassified from the Central Intelligence Agency, and it reveals quite a bit about the United States and its role in the development of Ukrainian nationalism. And again, going back to 2014, the U.S. backed that coup d'etat that drove the democratically elected Yanukovych from power and replaced him with Poroshenko to try and get Ukraine more aligned with the West than with Russia. And the document from the CIA is called Operation Belladonna. The United States had already made contact with Ukrainian nationalists that wanted to ally with the Americans against the Soviet Union, primarily through influencing the development of the Ukrainian Supreme Liberation Council. And so, yeah, we're in this mess today because the U.S. government has a bad habit of meddling in the internal affairs of other countries, even as they scream about nobody should interfere in the internal affairs of the United States, except Israel, of course. They get it. A key. Meanwhile, Joe Biden made a promise that he was going to hold Mohammed bin Salman accountable for the murder of the journalist working for the Washington Post, Jamal Khashoggi. And now he's broken that promise. He is moving to protect Mohammed bin Salman from a lawsuit regarding that assassination. So, you know, he's a politician. Of course, he's going to lie. In fact, there was an old joke. How can you tell when a politician is lying? His lips are moving, or hers. Now, the European Commission has announced yesterday it will send more energy equipment and emergency aid items to Ukraine in anticipation of a very difficult winter. The problem with that is that Europe itself may not have enough energy and energy equipment to take care of their own people during the coming hard winter. And see, here we have an example of a government increasing hardship on their own people to prop up a military ally. Now, getting into the economy here, remember back in September, we were on the brink of a nationwide rail strike that almost froze critical transportation networks. And at the last second, there was a contract settlement. Now we're looking at a similar scenario because workers of major freight rail companies have yet to settle on a new contract. Now, 12 rail unions representing 115,000 workers have to ratify a new contract to prevent an economically devastating strike by early December. So if I were you, I'd get my Christmas shopping done right now. And I realize there's only a couple of weeks left in the month, but, you know, you may want to do that here. And anyway, these 12 rail unions have an agreement. If only one union disagrees, okay, all other unions must honor the labor action. So this could shut down the entire rail system here in the United States. All righty. Now, speaking of strikes, apparently Starbucks employees at more than 100 locations have gone on strike on the Starbucks busiest day of the year. So everybody's striking out there. They want. You know, more money. They wanted a decent living wage here. And what's really interesting is that Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller, speaking at the 59th Annual Economic Forecast Luncheon in Arizona, said that employers should slow down wage increases. You know, don't be eager to pay them more money because that's going to be bad for inflation. All right. And by the way, if on the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend you're planning on taking a road trip, you'd better take some extra cash out of that piggy bank because gas prices are going to break a record over that holiday weekend. So fortunately, we live within just 5 minutes of where we're having our Thanksgiving dinner. Meanwhile, the government entity in Bahamas has admitted that they seized assets belonging to FTX. They are now in a government-controlled wallet for, quote, safekeeping, end quote. And so we may see some funny things happening with that money just not going where it should here. And again, back with FTX, Mitch McConnell, according to new FEC documents, was basically taking Zelensky's stolen FTX money. And it's basically $2.5 million. was donated by somebody at FTX. So there was a huge, huge kickback scheme going on over there as well. All right. Now, the U.S. government is getting ready to investigate what happened with FTX, and the investigation is going to be led by Democrat Maxine Waters. And unfortunately, she may not be objective on this, because a video from December of 2021 shows Representative Maxine Waters blowing a kiss to FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. So, something going on there. Meanwhile, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is finally facing judgment day. She's going to be sentenced, was sentenced today in a federal courthouse, putting an end to the years-long saga of her phony blood testing startup. And it was a fraud right from day one, where they said, we're going to have this little portable machine that can do all these blood tests all at once. Here, we're going to do a demonstration. Give me a sample of blood. And then they would take the blood into the room. They were using conventional blood testing equipment to get the results and then saying it all came out of that little machine. So it was a fraud right from the beginning here. Meanwhile, the United States has sanctioned 13 companies for facilitating Iran petrochemical sales. And it's basically part of the Iran sanctions. The government is accusing these companies of a commercial liaison with the Islamic Republic's energy sector. And these sanctions were announced just yesterday. The companies in question, the OFAC announced in the statement of its website, were slapped with coercive measures for facilitating the sale of hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Iranian petrochemicals and petroleum products to buyers in East Asia. So, again. Meanwhile, Siemens, which is based in Germany, has sold its entire financial and leasing business in Russia. They may know something about what's going to happen to the global economy that we are not yet aware of. Siemens is a huge company. They're into all kinds of different things, including computers and computer controllers. Remember the Siemens programmable digital controllers that parts of factories were affected by Stuxnet and everything. All right, let's get into immigration here. There's a lot going on, and I mentioned this once before, but it bears repeating again. The new woke version of illegal immigrant, they're not called illegal immigrants anymore. They're called climate migrants, and we have to be open to letting them into our homes because they're fleeing global warming in their own countries closer to the equator. And, you know, if you're not willing to let them into this country, then you're just being cruel and harsh and all the rest of this. So let's talk about transgenderism, because that, too, is getting just, it's over the shark. Really well and good here. And there is one detransitioner. And remember, 80% of people who go through this transitioning situation regret it afterwards. 80%. They're told by media and their teachers at school that this is great, this is cool. You know, the medical company is making huge amounts of money off of this thing. But this one detransitioner is suing a social worker and a therapist and their respective clinics in Oregon for overlooking her mental health challenges and fast-tracking her into a non-binary double mastectomy surgery. It's an assembly line. You know, we get a boy in here and blah, blah, girl goes out the other end. We get a girl in this end, goes on out the other end. And even that is starting to get blurry, because you're not going to believe this next one. This is from womenssystems.com. There is a new trend in transgender surgeries that seems to be popular, or we're told it's popular, and that's people who want to have both male and female genitalia. In other words, they want to surgically create hermaphrodites. And wow. Definitely confusion over which restroom to use on that one here. Now, over in Maryland, there is a school district, and they're targeting toddlers with an LGBTQ propaganda push. And we're talking really, really young kids, fifth grade and below. And the books chosen for distribution seek to undermine the concept of a gender binary at a young age. The books immerse students in the vernacular of LGBT activists and include teaching toddlers and other children words like drag queen and intersex. What does that have to do with readying these children for a place in our society? I'm a little old-fashioned. I think schools should be teaching math, science, art, engineering, architecture, useful skills like that. You know, and somebody graduates high school. What's your degree in? Well, I know all the hundreds and hundreds of gender correct pronouns here. Well, we don't really have much call for that here on the construction site, so thank you, but no thank you. Anyway, apparently the same problem is going on over in England, and this was in Welsh schools, and it's resulted in a lawsuit before the High Court. Basically saying that mandatory LGBTQ plus diversity sex education aimed at children as young as 3 years old is both extreme and unbalanced. Yeah, you think? Maybe. So there's a barrister representing a group of parents in Wales has told the High Court that mandatory sex education is harmful to these children. And these sex education classes have been made compulsory for all children age 3 and over. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous. Again, compulsory, math, science, engineering, art, music, things like that. Incredible. Now, the other day we were talking about how San Francisco has come out with this giveaway for transgender people. It's a guaranteed income of $1,200 a month for 18 months, but it's only available to transgender people, which is discrimination right there on the basis of sex. And this program includes 97 gender options, 19 sexual orientations. I mean, there was a whole chart there about, you know, check off what you think applies to you, and it's just insane. And what this whole thing is called is Guaranteed Income for Trans People, or GIFT is the official name. And the city of San Francisco said GIFT is one of several programs the city is developing, implementing, and evaluating to identify how to best support San Francisco residents and promote economic stability and recovery, which sounds all well and noble until you realize it is focused entirely on the transgender community and the rest of the population can go pound sand. Now, down in Florida, there was an act called Stop Woke. And this was basically a lawsuit that made it against the law to be teaching K-12 students concepts that constitute discrimination, things like, this race is bad, this race is good, this sex is bad, this sex is good, and the rest of it. And it was a law to prevent that. And now a judge has voided that law. He struck it down, saying, yeah, schools can go ahead and teach these little boys that they may be some kind of a blend with girls or something like that. Now, the other day was a horrible story. I didn't include it in the radio show because it didn't seem like it was that important at the time. But this happened out in Los Angeles. There were 25 Los Angeles sheriff's recruits. They're in training, and they were out on their morning run about 6:30 in the morning. And they were run down deliberately by a 22-year-old man driving in an SUV. He left several of these recruits critically injured. Apparently, some of them have lost limbs, and he is already out of jail. Supposedly, so police can gather more evidence. I mean, the whole thing was caught on street cameras, and he has been charged with the attempted murder of a peace officer, and he was released basically 10 o'clock last night. And the idea was it was an insufficient complaint. Well, where the heck was the district attorney on this thing? This goes back to a joke I had earlier in the week. You know, why do politicians go easy on criminals? Professional courtesy. And it does seem like the criminals are definitely running rampant all over our country. I mean, we had Joe Biden actually handing out crack pipes. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that the drug lords and the criminals are now in charge of the U.S. government and basically using that position to pillage and plunder among the American people. And, well, we're going to take your guns away so you can't fight back. I mean, that's a hostile work environment for our muggers and rapists and burglars, and we really cannot have that hostile work environment. So turn in your guns and all will be well. And we saw the same thing happen in Britain when they banned guns and actually came on out and said, if somebody breaks into your home, just sit there quietly, let them take what they're going to take, and you'll be safe. And, of course, burglaries went just completely out of control there. And there's a lot of crime in Great Britain they're not dealing with. In fact, one time I was in London on a business trip. I was doing some work at a film studio there, and at Heathrow Airport, which I understand locals call Thiefrow Airport, broke into my locked luggage. This is before TSA, and stole a Walkman tape player. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We got a little bit of science news we're going to fling at you. And, of course, Artemis 1 is on its way to the moon. It was also a test not just of the Orion space capsule, but the Space Launch System. And that's now the new most powerful rocket in history. It was a long time where the Saturn V was considered the most powerful, but the SLS has definitely gone past that. Now, last January, there was an underwater volcano in the South Pacific called Hunga Tonga Hunga Haape, and it basically erupted, sending a massive ash plume up to 187,000 feet. Now, this is the first time a volcano has broken through that third layer of the atmosphere called the mesosphere, and it's basically had a slight dimming effect on the sun that's probably going to last a few years and further reduce our plant crops here. But because of this observation about the damage done by this slight dimming of the sun, people are now calling on Bill Gates to abandon his plan to deliberately dim the sun to halt human-caused global warming. And, you know, the reality is that there's nothing wrong with being warm, because it does result in more productive farming, more productive livestock, and it's just an issue that has been manufactured and villainized in order to justify more taxation and more control over your life. Now, the other day we were talking about how there was a new robot dog that was capable of carrying various weapons of tear gas, soft rubber bullet guns, things like that. And Boston Dynamics has now accused that company of literally stealing the design for the dog part of the robot and just strapping a gun on it. And so there's probably going to be a lawsuit there. In fact, Boston Dynamics did file a lawsuit in a Delaware court against Philadelphia-based Ghost Robotics, alleging that the firm violated Boston Dynamics' patents on its quadruped robot design. And, you know, these things are not doing quite as well as expected, because the robot dogs were briefly deployed by the NYPD last year, and it did not get a positive response on that. Now, me personally, I think the robots are very, very cool. But again, as with any technology, it's either good or bad, depending upon who is running it there. So let's get on into some other news here. Over at Paramount Pictures, and this may explain why their streaming service is all of a sudden not working well, they're in serious economic problems. They're beginning massive layoffs. They're purging executives. Their advertising market is cratering. And it is a sad fact of life, and I worked in advertising many years ago, when business slows down, the first thing companies cut is the advertising budget, which really does not make sense. If your sales are slowing down, that's when you put more money into your advertising to bring them back. Because if you cut your advertising, then the public is no longer aware of you, and it accelerates the decline. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in and share your ideas with us. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.